Brings us to public hearings. Subset A. Mr. Cole's going to settle in here for a handful. First up is the resolution 2019-17. This is use of city property for the Camaro rally. So we'll start with that. Jerry?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council. Camaro rally coming up June 27th through 30th. We're requesting two street closures, one on Friday, June 28th, which would be 3rd Street from LaZelle to the post office, and then the entire downtown street closure from Junction to 4th Street and 1st, 2nd, and 3rd Streets for the Show and Shine. The post office road, or the 3rd Street road by the post office, we are doing our autocross downtown this year on the Lynn's Dakota Mart parking lot. And so the staging area for those, for the Camaros, are going to be on the west lot towards the in front of the post office there. And so they'll have to drive across that road, and we'd just soon, because we're going to have to fill that road up with Camaros waiting to get in and out of the autocross area. And then the Show and Shine on Saturday, we're also asking for a open container law to be lifted on Saturday during the Show and Shine. Any questions?
Questions for Jerry from Council.
Did you hear back from any of the surrounding property owners?
Have we touched base with the post office?
Post office, no. Well, we took a letter over there and gave it to the postmaster, but we haven't heard back from them.
Both pretty busy days at the United States Post Office. So. That'll be a district. Yeah, they still have one road open, but we might want to just touch base with them again.
And this is the 9th annual Camaro Rally.
That is correct, sir.
And the second year. Go ahead, Jerry.
The second year that the city has overseen the operations of the Camaro Rally.
And the only real difference this year is the closing of the road over by the post office.
That is correct. What the autocross has been held for 5 years out at the Buffalo Chip, and we wanted to try to bring all the events into town. The autocross is a pretty good spectator event. We're going to be pulling in bleachers, crow's nest, and it's something to see. We also got word today that we're trying to bring in a couple professional race car drivers with their Camaros, and I think that will be, if we can pull that off, that'll be a spectacular sight to see. And I think everybody in the crowd knows the names. I'm not going to release them yet tonight, but we're working on it, so.
Any other questions, public or council? Discussions on the open container, street closures, use of city property for the Camaro rally.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2019-17.
Got a first by Ron.
Second.
Got a second by Steve. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Those that disapprove, that motion carries unanimously. Subset B, this is Music on Main, open container, and use of city property with the street closure. So I'll turn it back over to you, Jerry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is our third annual already. It doesn't seem like it's gone that fast, but it has. Music on Main, every Wednesday night, we gather down there and listen to music, have mountain bike races, have kids events, and bring in food and nonprofit organizations to line the streets and do different tasks. This year, Music on Main is June 5th, 12th, 19th, 26th, 23rd. 23rd is the July 3rd is the fireworks show as well that evening, and then the 10th, 17th, and 24th of July. And we will end Music on Main the week before the rally. We're asking for road closure every Wednesday night. This year we are not leasing the Senior Center property. So because the Music on Main has expanded, we are asking to close down a portion of Main Street in front of the first of in front of the bank, as well as the Harley-Davidson Way from Main Street to Lazelle, and also have the open container going on downtown again.
Questions for Jerry.
Traffic can still come up Main and turn on Harley-Davidson to Sherman area, so or come down Sherman and turn right onto Main. So we'll leave that open for traffic flow.
Jerry, this is not a sideswipe. It's not intended to be. But do we have any figures on how successful Music on Main is becoming? Do we? Is there any demographics that we can pull or anything?
I can tell you off the top of my head that we averaged about 1,100 people on Music on Main. It swells and goes down on certain events. And the bicycle rides, I can tell you we averaged 142 people. We were over 300 people registered throughout the summer. And our largest race was 180-some people.
Lot. Counselor, we do actually keep track as well as the number of kids that do the bounce houses. That's one thing where people have to register, as well as the open container cups that are sold during the event. And I don't recall the exact figures off the top of my head without having them here, but I will say that the number of kids on the average day last year, I think, was three times what they were on the first year. And the event cups were more than double. I think they were almost triple. Not more, but Tammy from our office can send those to you. But yeah, it continues to grow significantly.
Is it true that we also have sponsorships for many nights, or we're working on that?
We are working on sponsorships. I can tell you that we have a couple different sponsors for the bike race. We have several sponsors for several of the nights for Music on Main, not all of them, but several of them. And we've been working since last fall to try to get, and I believe we have more sponsors than we did last year at this time. So
yes, and we do have more sponsorship revenue than what we had budgeted to for this. So I shouldn't have said that in front of Jerry. Keep selling more, though, Jerry.
He didn't hear it.
No. Any other questions from council about public input on this event and use of closure of the streets and open container?
I guess I would move to approve resolution 2019-18, and also really I'd really like to compliment Rally and Events, and as people have asked the very appropriate questions, this is a huge success, and it's something that's very, very important to citizens of all age here in Sturgis. So thank you so much for all of this.
I'll second that motion.
We have a first by Dave and a second by Terry.
Right.
It's any last discussion?
I just want to say it's a great event, and I know a lot of people look forward to it every summer, and my family especially. My kids, every Tuesday, they're already ready for Wednesday to go down. So thank you, Jerry, for doing a good job on that.
All those in favor of resolution 2019-18, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. That motion carries unanimously. Subset C, this is a special event license for the Oasis during said event. So I guess, Jerry, you got more to add. There's not all the paperwork's included. And
We have during the Music on Main, we have a special event license with our downtown bars switching off. One of the bars, the winery, did not want to participate this year. They're just going to concentrate on the wine aspect. And so we have the Oasis Bar for the 5th, 26th, and 17th, which we've requested they do. We pulled those out of the hat to find out who was going to take this. So,
questions or discussion from council about public input on the special event license? Is there a motion?
I'll second that.
First by Rhea and a second by Ron. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Subset D is another special event license for the other dates.
Yes, the Knuckle has two dates. They were drew the short straw. The Loud American and the Oasis got three. The Knuckle got two of the music on Main. However, you'll see another one for the Knuckle for the community picnic coming in. So they all are three each all summer long. But again, for music on Main and those two dates.
Any discussion? Council or public?
Does it make a difference on their insurance that it only lists July 10th in the note part?
In the report?
Yeah.
No,
okay.
I wouldn't think. The motion includes the two dates, so that's all. Any other discussion?
I'll move to approve the advance license for the Knuckle Saloon on June 19th and July 10th.
Got a first by Steve.
Second.
Second by Jason. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries. Brings us to E. This is a street closure for Kids Movies Night. I'll turn it back over to you, Jerry.
We're doing a Kids Movie Night this summer, June and July. We're doing 8 different evenings for a kids movie, but what we have in front of us tonight is Harley-Davidson Way road closure from Main Street to the alley by the Knuckle. The reason for these two dates is that during the movies are corresponding with a couple of on-hands activities that we're bringing in for race cars. We're bringing in some race cars and some EMS equipment and stuff for those two nights because of the movies. Just so the kids can have some hands-on and view at the same time. So it's an interactive movie night on those two nights. Local stock cars.
Any other questions or discussion for the two street closures for kid movie night? How about public input? Is there a motion? First by Mike.
Second.
Second by Dave. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That two carries. Subset F, this is a resolution for street closure and open container request for the off-road rally. Coming quickly. Back to you, Jerry.
Yes. In about 60 days, the off-road rally enters Sturgis for its third year as well. In the downtown area on Saturday, what we're doing after the mayor's ride, at 5 o'clock, we will be having a mayor's social downtown, along with the road closure for Show and Shine for the UTVs, ATVs down there. We had a really good time last year. With the Show and Shine, a lot of prizes were given out, and this will be just that evening road closure for the Show and Shine.
The first 2 years were done later in the season in September. And
that is correct. This is the first time that we're doing it in May. Most of the rides will be leaving from downtown throughout the 3 days at over Memorial Weekend. We're also working with Kickstand Campground. They will be doing some stuff out there on Friday night. They'll have a band for us on Sunday. We're having a Memorial Day picnic, which you're all invited to. We'll have some fun and games out there along with the band that evening. We're also requesting downtown on Saturday an open container lift. So,
I just wanted to say I think this is a much better time to have this, really, from a date standpoint. I think that should really help the event quite a bit. And also in talking, you know, during rally and events, it seems like you've got a really good marketing plan, a good digital marketing plan, a lot of advertising on this, Jerry. So it's a nice work on this.
Thank you.
Hopefully there's not a Jeep jamboree.
Right, I knew you were going to say that.
In fact, that's one of the reasons that we did move it. I mean, there were some other reasons, but one of the reasons the Forest Service had asked us to move it to a different date because of the Jeep Jamboree, because of some of the problems that we had last September in the forest at the same time.
Just too many vehicles on one-lane roads.
Yeah.
Any other questions or discussion from council on the lifting of the open container and the street closure? How about public input on this matter? Is there a motion?
I'll move to approve the street closure resolution 2019-20 and open container.
First by Ron and a second by Rhea for the resolution and the lifting of open container. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Go ahead, Kez. Subset G under public hearings is consideration of a voluntary development agreement. Mr. Smith has got our staff report here.
Good evening, everyone. The item before you for consideration is a voluntary development agreement. This goes along with the plat that you approved earlier in the consent calendar under item E for Gloria Peterson and Cheryl Goodall. The plat or the development agreement, basically, there's only a couple of items in there that is changed that are from our normal development in our ordinances. This lot will be, or this parcel of land will be split up into three lots, which two of them will be constructed on in the near future, the third one at a later date. The only thing that we've got on this is that there right now there's currently one access road. They will share that access. It will be paved, I believe it's like 100 feet up from the cul-de-sac that will be installed. And at one any such time, if there is more mud or anything that's carried on the road, they will be required to pave additional. Each lot will have enough width to put in a driveway in the future if they wish to. But right now, cost and the lay of the land, it's a little bit cost prohibitive at this time. So that's where we allow them to use that shared access. You should all have a copy in your packets. And I know that the folks here are here if there's any questions for them, or I can answer any questions.
I have concerns about the just paving 100 feet. You know, would it be that much of a hardship to pave all the way? And maybe you can visit with us. I mean, because you're going to end up, you're going to be putting in pavement for the cul-de-sac, and I guess I'm not sure where the houses are going to be. I know that that area has quite a bit of topographical relief, and there's hillsides and stuff like that. When you don't have a paved road, you end up with a lot with erosion that could be coming out onto Harmon Street.
Yeah, the property owners will be installing the cul-de-sac that's not there. It's quite a bit of infrastructure that they'll be putting in at their expense, as well as bringing the water and sewer mains extended up into that cul-de-sac. That's why there was discussion to try and give them some bit of a relief. That's why they're not doing individual driveways at this time, allowing that shared access with enough what they believe to be pavement to clear tires off from a muddy intersection or muddy road, gravel road. You know, if the council would like to see additional pavement done, I guess that's something that they could request.
Am I right, Dave? I think in the proposal, it said 100 feet paved, but at the same time, it said something about if there was a problem with debris being carried, that we could review this. I think that was on the original proposal. Am I correct on that?
That is correct, yes. And they understand that if we do have a problem with debris being carried out onto the new cul-de-sac in Harmon Street, then they would be required to put in additional pavement.
How will we monitor that then?
I'll keep an eye on it. Just like I monitor, we have a lot of other areas in town where we've got that happening. We're having hard surface driveways put in because of it now.
So if it becomes an issue, Dave, then it will come back to council?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, how it would come back to council is if they would refuse to enforce the agreement. And so then it would come back if we, you know, go to the owners and say, you know, here's the photographic evidence that there's a lot of, you know, debris that's coming on to the cul-de-sac. And then they say, yeah, okay, let's extend it an extra 50 feet or whatever else. It would never come back to council. I mean, it would end up coming back to council if, you know, they refuse to do it for some reason. And then we have to look at enforcing the agreement.
But what I would ask is if in the future, if they build houses and then put in driveways, those driveways will be paved?
Yes, that is correct. If they put in additional driveways or new driveways for each one, they will be required
to pave
as we require a hard surface all the way.
As the ordinance requires.
Correct, sir.
And this access agreement is just for construction or?
This access agreement will stay with them.
Is there a sunset on it or?
Don't believe so.
It's for the existing property owners. So once the properties are transferred to the next generation of homeowners, at that point it would terminate. And so then they would have to have their own paved driveways on that area to go to their property. Or they would have to petition the council to receive a similar relief at that point. This is just for the owners that are a party to the agreement.
So basically, the way I understand it, if the people that have bought the property, I assume that you folks are them, that if as you build your homes, if you don't ever sell those homes, then you'll be able to have 100 foot of pavement, and then you'll be able to just drive on a dirt road to your house or
gravel. Yes. Unless it started to carry debris onto the cul-de-sac. If it starts to carry debris onto the cul-de-sac, then they would have to extend it further. But if it does not, then they would be able to simply have 100 feet of a paved driveway until they go to sell it to whoever.
Well, I guess I'm going to just go on record as being concerned because the previous owner of that property had no pavement, and there was considerable debris brought out onto Harmon Street significantly. And
but we couldn't enforce it, Ron, because we didn't have a residence. At that point in time, it was simply an ag pasture.
I agree. But, you know, that's what my concern is that as we get down the road that we – hopefully there's enough teeth in this that if there is debris brought back out or if there's significant erosion that goes into the storm drainages that are down on Hillside Drive, that it would be a concern and that we'd be able to address that.
I will say that we're actually enforcing a very similar situation right now on
Pine View.
Is it Pine View?
Pine Glen or something.
Pine Glen?
Ponderosa Drive.
Okay. On a Pine Street where there's a similar situation where there was a home that was built that is not fully paved, and so there was additional mud that was being tracked onto the public street, and so they're being required to complete the paving, and it's a cost, but they're going to be doing it.
We also have a similar existing situation just east of this property on the Glover property. So please, I guess these ordinances are put in place so that we don't end up with those type of situations in the future, and that's the reason why I want to make sure that we know what we're getting into. And I don't, you know, I want to make sure that we're not getting into something that's going to cause us a problem in the future or a future council in the future.
I have a question about drainage at the west end of the cul-de-sac area where it meets the extreme east end of Harmon Street. When they marry up there, what's going to stop the hard stand water from washing whatever down there?
There's actually a couple of inlets to the storm drain on Harmon Street. There's one in front of the Dietrich's house, and then there's one across the street from the next house up.
Yeah, just down from where the cul-de-sac's going is where those drop inlets are at for the storm sewer.
We are going to put some in up there.
In the actual cul-de-sac itself? I do not believe so, no.
Yeah, there's no drop inlets within the cul-de-sac, so that's not required until the distance exceeds, so that during a rain event, the actual crown of the road surface would end up being covered by rainwater. And so when it's a longer street, then you do require inlets. Given how close the inlets to here, that really wouldn't happen.
There's also, I see there's a drainage easement on one of the lots, I believe, or...
I believe lot 1C has a
drainage easement. And where that drains into Hillside Drive, there is a drop inlet where that drains through that private property on the Hillside Drive.
I believe you're right there.
Yeah, and so that's my concern is if you end up getting a lot of traffic through that and stuff like that, there's going to be mud coming down through there.
Well, like I said, right now there's only going to be two homes up there. I know that the largest lot in the center, that's initially just one home with two folks living in it, and lot 1C, again, is just a couple. So we're looking at four potential daily vehicles on that, and you add in holidays and Thanksgiving, Christmas, and you add more. But we have... Hopefully that the 100-foot would be enough, but if not, we can ask them to add more. So,
any other discussion? How about public input? Is there a motion? I bet it doesn't come from Mr. Waterlin.
I would move to approve the voluntary development agreement for the Goodall family, the Peterson and Goodall family, Glover's 3rd edition, Block 1, Lot 1.
First by Mike.
Second.
And second by Terry to approve the voluntary development agreement. Any last discussion? All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
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 Opposed, a no?
No, for just the fact that we're not 100 foot of pavement.
Over 100
foot. Over 100 foot of pavement.
That motion carries 8-1. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.